Chalav on the days and 10 lines down from the bottom, Liyikolodim is Roshoy.
The Mishnah says, Liyikolodim is Roshoy Keneged Shara Mizuch. You come near the base of Migdash on the Shara Mizuch, the east side, you shouldn't have Kalas Rosh. Why? Shul Mechuvin Keneged base Kodesh HaKodashim. Because on the Mizrach, the east side, you can see straight through every Pesach, one is open to the next one. If all the doors are open, you can see straight through into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. There's also to have Yiro and then have Kalas Rosh. So the Moro, Om Rav Yudom Arav Loya Moro Nele Minat Seifin Ulfnim. Only if you're inside Yushalayim from the place Seifin, which is a Mokim, that from there you can still see the Beis HaMikdash. So Rashi Minat Seifin, Mokim Shecholim Lirois Mishom Harabayis. You can see from there the Harabayis. But if you're further away from Seifim, then you can't see the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gemara Uveroyim, you need two Tanoim, and you have to be able to see the Beis HaMikdash also. That's when it's like you call Odom as Roshon. Or Yitmanami, Omer Rab Abba B'rei D'Rab Chiyo, Bar Abba, Hochi Yomer Rab Yechinen, Loy Omru Ela Menat Seifim L'Ufnim. Only if you're inside Yerushalayim from this place of Seifim and inwards closer to Yerushalayim, to the Beis HaMikdash. Uveroyim, and you could see it. Uvishain geder, also means there's no fence between you and the Beis HaMikdash. Uvizman shashchina shoyra. Only vizman the Beis HaMikdash is there when the shchina is on that mokum of the Harabais. So Drashi Baroya, sheyochol liros misham prat im mokum namachu. You could see it only if it's not too high or too low. But otherwise you'd be able to see straight through into the Beis HaMikdash. Uvishain geder, masik benel Harabais. There's no geder. If you have a geder, then you don't have to be makbid about the Kalas Rosh. That's the first man of the Yom. You only have this inyan to loyiko lodimus roshay bizman that beis hamikdash is kai. Tana rabbonim hanif nebi Yehuda. Someone has to go to the beis hakisei in Yehuda. That's the makom near Yerushalayim. Is loyifna mizruch umarav. You shouldn't be nifna b'shas you have to make. You shouldn't be facing either mizruch umarav. It's also providing there's no kaisi, you're not near a wall, you're in an open field. So an open field, you shouldn't be facing Mizruch or Marav, because that's where the Shechina is. El Tzofen V'dorim. You should only be facing either Tzofen north or south. Over Golu, that's further up north, that's further up away from the Beis HaMikdash, is Layifna, there you shouldn't be Ponu, shouldn't be, have to go make, El Mizruch or Marav. There you could be facing Mizruch or Marav. Mashenke, not Tzofen V'dorim. Because if you face towards Dorim, you're facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Since you're all the way up north now, if you face downwards towards south, you'll be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yossi is Matir, no, in Golo, that's away from Yerushalayim already, there's no Akpada which way you are a Nifne. Rabbi Yossi Yomer, Lo Yosu Ela Baroya, it's only also to be Nifne in a place where from there you could see the Beis HaMikdash. Olamokim Shem Shom Gedir, and a place where there's no fence. If there was a fence there, it's also mutter to be nifner. Olvizman Shashchina Shoyra. He also is only also vizman the Beis HaMikdash is Chaim. Olvizman is there. There's no Beis HaMikdash. It's mutter to be nifner any place, any time you want. That's a Yosi Shita. Tzirashi, Hanifne Biyehuda LeYifne Mizruch Amarav. Achurav LeMizruch. Your back shouldn't be towards Mizruch. Uponav your face to Amarav. Loyachuru lemarav the opposite way upon of lemizuch of neish Yerushalayim beretz Yehuda he v'tzvoinu shleretz Yehuda the north side of Eretz Yehuda v'gvul shebenyulu lebinyamin v'yesh meretz Yehuda emenu ad seif Eretz Yisrael. His from mizuch to marav is like from one gvul to the other gvul v'emenu lemarav ad seif Eretz Yisrael sheretz Yehuda al penei kol erech Eretz Yisrael he min amizuch lemarav. His Eretz Yehuda goes from the mizuch boundary to the marav boundary. Kiritzu arucha, long arucha ktsara. Him yifne mizruch amarev, any place of mizruch amarev, yeipruel asad Yerushalayim, we're afraid you'll be opening towards Yerushalayim, or yeipruel shlefonov, or yeipruel shlachav, either your front or your back. Avot sofim v'dorim, but if you're facing north and south, yifne, then it's okay. Bavach la yifne keneged Yerushalayim mamish, bidroi mishlerat Yehudi. You shouldn't still be facing mamish keneged Yerushalayim. Or the Golul, Bitzvoinish Le'at Yisrael, that's more up north of Eretz Yisrael, Le'yach, the part of the Eishun, face Sofim V'dorim, Ela Mizruch Amarav. But there, Mizruch Amarav is okay, because the Mizruch Amarav is not connected to Yerushalayim. V'achom Moisum, and Gassinim, V'chom Mokom, V'chom Hanat Hanakam, V'yom Le'at, let's wait. So Rabbi Yossi is Mati, so Rabbi Yossi says it's only after, if you can mama see Yerushalayim, see the Beis HaMikdash, and the Zman, the Beis HaMikdash is Kayim. The Chum is saying now it's awesome. They both hold it's awesome. The more ikibenayot stodim. The question is, if you're not mamish keneged Yerushalayim, you're on the side of Yerushalayim, either further up or further down. You're on the stodim of Yerushalayim. Is that also or not? The Kohen Chachamim is still also. Motan Yidach. Another brisa says, Hanifne b'Yehuda, if you have to go make in Yehuda, lo yifne mizruch amarev. You shouldn't be facing mizruch amarev. El etzof v'dorim, only north or south, because that's not connected to Beis HaMikdash. Or the Golul, which is further up in Yerushalayim, further north, then sof v'dorim is also. Because if you face Dorim, you'll be facing towards the Beis HaMikdash. Mizruch amarev is mutzah, because that's not connected to Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Yosi Matesh, or Rabbi Yosi Yoimeh, lo yosu el abaroyah. Even in Yerushalayim in Yehuda, it's only Osir, and a place where you can mamash see the Harabai is the Beis HaMikdash. If you can't see it, it's Mutter. You have Yehuda Roimer, Bizman Shre Beis HaMikdash Kayim Osir. It's only Osir Bizman the Beis HaMikdash Kayim. Bizman Shein Beis HaMikdash Kayim, it's Mutter. Then any place, any way, you have Menifne, it's Mutter. We have Akiva though, we hold like Akiva the Chumrah, we have Akiva Oyster the Chomokim. The Bekiva asks B'chol Mokim, whether there is man the base of Midish, whether there is man there is no base of Midish. For the Gemara of Kiva and Tanakama also said this also at all times, whether there is man the base of Midish, whether there is man the base of Midish, is not Kayin. The Gemara named Ikebenayu Chutzlorz, Bichumra. According to Tanakama, it's only Yosir in Eretz Yisrael. According to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Kiva though, it's also even a Chutzlorz. It's got enough meaning in America. The chutzlos to be yosu tenifne mizrach and b'tzofen marav and mizrach and marav, because from where we are now, mizrach light is towards Eretz Yisrael. So if you be nifne towards mizrach, you be called towards Eretz Yisrael. Towards Yerushalayim would be yosu to be nifne. That's what Bekiva holds. Afilu chutzlos yad this sister. And we'll soon see that's what we're asking. Rabba Zot Gemara have a Shadyin Le Livni. When Rabba went to make his basic, he said that time they didn't have any fancy place. They used to put stones up, two stones, and a makam to sit in between it. So he built his two stones, Mizruch Amar. He put it between Mizruch Amar. And by says he was Makbit, because he was in Golul. And in Golul, it's only Mutti Mizruch Amar, but between Sofen and Dorim, it's also. And even though it's Bizmana there now, there's no base Hamikdash, he still Rabba holds like a Bekiv, it's also. So Rabba have Yishad and Yibizdafka Makbet to make his Beskisayin to Mizrach Amar. Is Ozal Abaya, Abaya went, Shadinu Miz Tzofim V'Dorim. Abaya changed it around, made the stones face between north and south. As he wanted to see if Rabba was Makbet, like he passed on the even Bizman Azen Chutzlars would be Yosar, or else no Stam Rabba happened to make it that way. But if he changes around, maybe it's also Mutter. So Meister was no, old Rabba went right back, Tatsinu, and he fixed it back again, that he was marked with the stone to that could be facing him between Mizruch Amar, since he was away from Yerushalayim, he was in Golan. Omar, and Rabba said, Man hai de mitzarli, who's giving me such tsar that's changing around my basic kisei? Because these Rabba holds, Ano Rabbi Kiva surely, the Yoma b'chol mokim osar, Ano Rabbi Kiva b'chol mokim itzosar, Sadrashi, it's even a chutzlar is also his makbid. It's a be where you're like in America here. If you're facing towards Mizruch, where that's the tzad towards Eretz Yisrael, towards Yerushalayim, will be also tenifne towards Mizruch. And that's where we pass from the Rebbe Kiva. So Tosfos, Rebbe Kiva oisa b'chol mokom Mizruch achurov or part of lamariv. If your back is towards Mizruch, you go that towards Yerushalayim. Or maskin and afudu chutzlos, even a chutzlos yes such an issa. Of a mafarish b'yisham, we pass like this, or b'vad change some kaisel. There's only talking about if you make it outside in the street, outside in the fields. Then you shouldn't do it towards Mizruch. But the maestu, we always have based a kisa, we have walls inside the room, it's inside the house. But there's a gedda there, then there's no afudu. Then you can make any way you want. So only if you're making it outside in the fields, then even in America, you shouldn't do it towards Mizruch. Towards Mizruch and Marim. You should be facing Dorim and Sofim. Right, Tanya, Omer Rabbi Kiva, Pam Achas Nichnasti Acher Rabbi Yeshua LeBeis HaKisei. As Rabbi Kiva was a Talmud from Rabbi Yeshua, so he once followed his Rebbe into the Beis HaKisei. V'lamarati Mimenu Gimel Dvorim. His Rebbe didn't know he was there. He hid behind the door or something. So he watched his Rebbe the way his Rebbe made, and he learned three halakas from this. About then, Mor said this is Torah. He did it l'shmo to learn Hilchos Beis HaKisei, to know how you have to act in the Beis HaKisei. He says, Lamarati, I learned three things. Lamarati, Shein Nifnim, Mizruch Marav. You're not supposed to be facing Mizruch Marav, even though it's Chutzlorets, there's only possible like Rabbi Kiva. You have to be marked, but not to do between Mizrach and Marav. El et Tzofim v'Dorim. Only either Tzofim or Dorim side. L'marati not alocha she'en yefroyim umit. As I saw my Rebbe, when he went to make, he wasn't standing, he was sitting down. And the Gemara's time, it wasn't so easy to sit down. It's not like our, for instance, Beis Kista we have. There were stones there, and it wasn't so comfortable. So the Mashal says, if you were allowed to do it standing up, it would be much easier to make standing up. If out he sat down, it's a mash, that's the halacha. You're only supposed to make sitting down. And I watched my Rebbe, when he wiped himself, he didn't use his right hand. But the Mashal, if it would be mutter to do your right hand, everybody knows it's easier to wipe with your right hand. You're rather doing everything with your right hand. And he saw his Rebbe Vedatka use his left hand. So he learned halacha, mashma, you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand, only with your left hand. So the Gemara, elab is smaller with your left hand. Omale ben Azir, so ben Azir, yes, Rebbe Kiva, ad kano, asta panecha, perabcha, you Rebbe Kiva, you have such asus ponim, you went and saw your Rebbe making the vase. He say, how can you went in there? Omale, tayrihi, velumadani tzarech, name. Not a chutzpah, I did it, lishma, to learn Hilchas basic Isai. And these are halachas he learned. And these halachas are brought down. So it's Nogeya, Bistlis, Mekam, Osunsi, Bal Mekanech, about wiping yourself with your right hand, Osunsi. Tanya ben Azza Yomer, Pamachas, Nodamaisa, Nechnasta Yacher, Rabbi Kiva. He's now Rabbi Kiva's Talmud, he's this. Ben Azza is Rabbi Kiva's Talmud also, followed his Rebbe into the basic Isai, the basic Isai. It's Midi Kenegan Midi, it's his Talmud, follow him in. I learned from Rabbi also the same three things. Lamarati shein nifnim mizuchamar. You shouldn't be faced in mizuchamar. El et sofim v'dorim. This providing there's no wall there, you're just doing it outside in the fields. Lamarati shein nifroyim umed. You're not supposed to make standing up. El miyoshiv. Only when you're sitting down. Lamarati, this is going on gedalim. Not a mashta, not a meiraglayim. On gedalim. And vayetav lamarati shein mekanchim b'yamin el b'smel. You should only wipe yourself with your left hand and not with your right hand. Omalei of Yehuda, so Yehuda tainted to Ben Azai, Ad Khan has to panecha b'rabcha, yet such as is problem, you followed Rabbi Rabbi Kiva into the basic. He say, Omalei, Talmud gave the same teretz. Torahi v'lumadani Torah. This Torah, I went in to learn Hilchas basic. He say, it's not how it was problem. A bigger mason now, Rav Kana, Oyel Gani, Tusei, Purayu, Durav. Rav Kana was a Talmud, Durav, and he went in and slept. He went under the bed of Rav Kana, of his Rebbe Rav. His Rav Kana oil gani, like lie down, tuse underneath, pariah the bed, the Rav of his Rebbe, of Rav. And Bishas, his Rav, was having Tashma Shamita with his wife. Is Shmiya, so that Rav Kana underneath heard his Rebbe, heard Rav, Shmiya, the Sach, he was joking with his wife. The Sach, first he spoke to her. The Sach, then he was joking with her. The Yosef Tzrochev, then he had Tashma Shamita. Omalei, so Rav Kana from underneath, like had tainus to his Rebbe. Omalei told his Rebbe, the nei pume di abba, like my Rebbe's abba, my father's mouth, like the way you're talking like such taiva, kid loisar of tashila, like you never tasted a tavshil. Like, you know, as he was in the spoil upon his Rebbe, he was talking with such taiva to his wife, saying he enjoys her, he likes her, love, he spoke to her, dirve ritsu before the maisam. So he, like, he felt it wasn't nice for Rebbe to talk such lushainis. You sound as if your mamash, you never had tashmash before. So Omalei Rav said, Kana, what are you doing here? Hochiyat, you're here under my bed. Puk, get out of here. What are you doing in the bedroom here? Lavur Chai, it's not nice to do this, to be under my bed now. Omalei of Kana said, no. Toirihi, v'lumudani tzorach, I'm doing this l'shmo, I want to hilchot tashma shemita. I'm here to learn halachis. So is the maisa. So Trashi, they always say this over, this maisa over to the chassanim. Rashi, the Sach, the Sochik, Emishtai, first he spoke to her, Sicha, Betelo, he spoke to Taka, the Verm, Betelo, Mato, Sharitza, Tashmas, to make him Ritza. That's a derech over there, it's a derech of a Tamachachim, it's a derech. Not to stop going to your wife, but first talk to her nicely, Ritzui, Bimor her, and then be Yosach, Rashi, then be Shimish Mitosi. So Imamish first spent time talking to her. So the Talmud and Neith didn't know such a thing like that. He tiny kid loisar of Tashilon. Called them Rav, like you're talking, divrei reach, divrei love, you sound as if your mama shav taivam, a hungry person. Looks as if you never had tashmash before in your life. Shatanoi kalash roish, zela taiva secha. That you know such kalash roish talking, says divrei reachly. And lamaisa loch, that's what he's supposed to do. Even though Kenzan of Kana did it, Rav did it lishmos Kenzan, he did it lishmos his wife. But the maisa tzorach, your wife, you're supposed to make your wife in a matzah of ritzui. She's very happy and wants the maisa, and that's the way tashma should be done. So that was the law of Rav Kana learned from his Rebbe. Right. So the Gemara now is Mazda. The one halacha we learned before of the Beis Hakisi was my ein mekanchem yamin. We learned before you're not supposed to wipe yourself with your right hand, only with your left hand. Ela b'smol with your left hand. What's the hesber? Omar Rava mifnei shatoyre nitne b'yamin. The Torah was given in the right hand, therefore as covered for the right hand, you shouldn't wipe yourself with it. Semisazach. Shinema miyaminoi esh dos lomai. Because Rav gave the Torah with the yaminoi with the right hand. Rabba barachona omar mifnei shikroi v'lepe. Usually when you eat, you put things into your mouth, you use your right hand. So it's not nice to make your right hand miyas. By wiping yourself, then you put something into your mouth. Rashi shikroi v'lepe. Regida l'ashita l'pe. Therefore your right hand shouldn't be used to wipe yourself. Even though you put the tefillin on your left hand, but the ma'aseh k'shira, use your right hand to tie it with. So therefore, if the ma'aseh k'shira, you should wipe yourself. Rashi shekosha bo tefillin b'zroyes merlin. It's on your left hand, you tie it with the right hand. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok amar mivnei shemara bo taimei Torah. So Rashi taimei Torah, Rashi negiyos. Time mikra shel Torah neviim uksuvim bein benikin shvaseifah bein bagvoyis kelim tils nemius nimusol shapashtu v'dargu shvaseifah matzich melech yodai. Is when you're laying along and you want to know the trap, you use your right hand to follow along the laning. The fritam aneginah risei v'kerim haboyim at Yisrael. Is when they're laying, they use their right hand to follow along the sefer Torah. But since you use your right hand for kedusha, it's not nice to wipe yourself with it. The more kitanoi, machlekes hanoim. This we have blazer raima. What's the time you shouldn't wipe with your right hand? Because since you put food into your mouth with it, it's not nice to use. I get your right hand dirty. We have yeshu raima mifnei kaisa bo. Because you write with it, you write divrei kedusha with it. We have a kiv raima mifnei shemara bo time etayu. You see the different svaros. Lemaisa, it's brought down that there's another chum also. Even with your left hand metchila, if it's possible, you shouldn't wipe your hand. It's brought down with the middle finger. The middle finger, since you tie the tefillin around the middle finger, if it's possible to wipe without the middle finger, you're supposed to do it. If you can't, you can't. His dog brought down a ksas kul of his man is there, they tie in some which Achman says it. One person is Lul Malam Mitzchus, that the Gemara is talking about Mekaneyach, and the Gemara's time they didn't have toilet paper. Either they had to use a stone or they had to use the hands. And male hands got very, very schmutzig. So male, it's not nice, these in your arm, to use your right hand to make schmutzig your right hand. Of his man is there, but you have toilet paper, but your hands usually doesn't get that dirty. Or if you can wash yourself with toilet paper, not to get yourself that dirty, you don't have that part of the Gemara. That's what some of my friends want to say, the sas kula. But about the mitchilas, like, I better do with your left hand if you can do it. But as though this kula kula, if you don't get your hand dirty, use toilet paper, as though sas kula. Before his mash was to Rash before says that they wipe your hand with the right hand, you wipe yourself with your hands, and you had zoom on your hands smelled. So someone telling it today, if you use toilet paper, it doesn't get that zurma, it wouldn't have this akpodis so much. Right? Omer of Tanchim, Barchan Yiloi, Kol HaTznua Beisakisei Nitzu Meshtoish Advon. If you're Tznua, when you go into the Beisakisei, you Nitzu from three things. Minan Choshim, you shouldn't be afraid a snake will bite you, Minan Akrovim from the scorpions, or Minan Amazikim, you shouldn't be afraid of Amazikim. As in Zman HaGemor, these things were Shaykh, so with Chus, you'd be Tzenu, and the basic he said, these things won't happen. Shashi Shemeter Tzni Yosai, Misnaik Benachas of Shtikon, you go in there, Benachas quietly and easily, and Shtika quietly, Minan Choshim Agishim, Well, the Choshim don't realize you're going in, they'll escape noise, but if you make of you. The Afa Mazikim Chosno love. Even the Mazikim have Rachmanis on you, since you know you've been sneezed. The Yesh Oimrim Afkhla Moisav Mushav Malov. You'll have good dreams if you tznu in the Beis Hakisei. Shrashashayna Mazikim Avil Moisav. Because the bad dreams come a lot because of the Mazikim, the Shaydim you had before. So if you tznu, that keeps away the Mazikim. Moral who based the kiss was the base of kiss, they have the Tveria and Tveria, the Isle Bay, Bay Tray. Even if two people would go in there, I'll feel be more even by the daytime, which usually in the daytime there's less mazikim and two, usually they stay away from, still miski. This base of kiss was like Shriach, but mazikim, even in the daytime two people got hurt. Mashenkin, Rabami, Rabasi. Have the Isle Bay Chad, when Rabbi Amir Rasi used to go into this base of Kisei, even though they went in one after another, only one at a time, Luchudeyu, Voloi Miski, nothing happened to them, no hezek happened to them. Amulu, Rabbon, Estes, to yes, Rabbi Amir Rasi, Loi Mr. Fiso, aren't you afraid of the Mazikim? There's a place that Shkirch Mazikim here. Amrulu anan kabola gamrinu. We have the Kabbalah, we learned that Kabbalah, the Beis HaKisei. What's the Kabbalah, what's going to save you from the Mazikim of the Beis HaKisei? Tzniyusa shtikusa. If somebody is noig tzniyus and shtikusa, he doesn't talk in the Beis HaKisei, so that will be matzil for Mazikim. So now, the Vice Day, Rabbami Rabasi, was tznu in the Beis HaKisei, they weren't afraid of the Mazikim. Rashi Kabbalah, Mesiris, Reminik, Shekabanam, Abaseinu, Avesa Kisei. This is the Kabbalah we have, that if we noig tzniyus in the Beis HaKisei, it's our tzala from the Mazikim. Right, another Kabbalah they had is the Yisuri. If somebody has Yisurim, pains or sicknesses coming upon you, Shtikusa Umeboi Rachmi. The Eitzu Shtikusa means be mekablet, we have before the Ava, be mekablet, Hashem is doing it to you, and Mevakash Rachmim, not to make a big tzimis about it. Shrashi Kabbalah, the Yisurim Shtikusa, Shleivet be Yisurim Aboimolov, don't be angry and like fight back, you have Yisurim right now. There'll be mekablet from the Eibishter, and be Mevakash Rachmim, that's the Eitzu for it. Mor Abaya, Mar Bile Ime Imra. Abaya's mother made for him a special limb, Lamaya Badaila Basikise. When he went into the Basikise, not to be afraid of the Mazikim, Mashiach Gemara's time there used to be a problem, there used to be Mazikim, and they used to hang around the Basikise. So Abaya's mother prepared for him, bought him a lamb, trained the lamb to go, and when he went to the Basikise, the lamb went with him. Rashi Mar Bile Imre, Megadelis Loisir, or Melamdosai Sherlachim Oitomit. His mother was Malama, the Seh, she'd always go with him. So that saved him from the Mazikim. Why the two people? Why didn't the mother already make a goat? The goat is easier, would have been better. Teretz says, Seyu the Seyu Michle. Now, in the Mazik that's there by the Beis HaKisei is called Seyer. And Gedi is also called the Sirizim. So now, if you use a Gedi, it's too close to the Mazik, it'll be no good. So as you say, Shade, She Beis HaKisei, Doimel Seyer. Valayim Nemos Irim Yirakakusham. Sirim means the ghost, the shaydim, they're dancing around him by the Beis HaKisei. There's no good to have a ghost go in through the Beis HaKisei. That's the same name as the shade. Therefore, his mother Dafka made him a lamb. Rab is at Mar Rava, Mekan made the Abi Resha, before Rava became the Rosh Yeshiva. This was the Maisiyah before by the Chalemus. At the end, when Rava finally paid Behedya, then he gave the interpreter's dreams good. And the dream was, he said, Abaya's palace is falling down. So the dream interpretation was that Abaya is going to die, and now you, Rav, is going to take over, be the Rosh Yeshiva. So Rav, before Rav became Rosh Yeshiva, is Mekarta Sholei Basra Chizda. That was Rav's wife, Basra Chizda. You should just have to shake Amguza Baliknish. You used to shake nuts in the glass when he went into the Beis HaKisei. It's like to scare the Mazikim. So she'd be outside shaking this glass of nuts to scare away the Mazikim. That's all she had to do. Shrashi Amguza looks up, Nesenis Egos Bisefel. She put a nut in a jar, Shon Lechoshes, or Mekarkish is brain. She shook it. Me bayis from outside, Vu Nifne Kenegdin Bachut. So she was inside, and he was outside, the house, outside together, Vu Nifne. Vashenkos is the more boss of the Moloch, after Rava became Rosh Yeshiva. So Shrashi boss of the Moloch means Venafter Rosh Yeshiva. So Rechshimur Tvei. Now he has to watch out more from the Amazikim. Shem is Kanoyim HaShedim HaTamidik HaKomim. Yoisim Mishar B'nei Yodim. Because the Shedim have Kanoyis, are jealous of the Tamidik HaKomim. So now he has to watch himself more. So what did his wife do? What did Rav's wife do? Avdalei Kivosa. She made a hole, a window, near the door to the Beis HaKisei, a wall to the Beis HaKisei. Omato Lo Yodei Reisha. She stuck her hand in and put on top of his head when he was making. And that was our soul to save him from the Amazikim. Rashi Kivosom Chaloin Kineged Mokim Shunifna. She made a window near through the wall that he was nifna on the other side. Achurei Habayis, and she put her hand through, and then it was saved him. So Teis, there's a good cash here. Before in the Maisi, the stories with the Chalemis was first when Rava went to interpretation of Barhedji, he didn't pay him yet, so all the Chalemis were bad. So one of the first Chalemis was he said that your wife is going to die. For his later the Maisa was, then Rava finally paid Barhedya, and then lady started to interpret the dreams good. And the lady said to become Rosh Shiva. So according to this Cheshbon, his wife died before he became Rosh Shiva. And here it's Mashma's wife was still alive. So Tony said, so you have to be Madche, the Eshleimah Mikomakum Leniftara Ad Achra Abaya. And even though the dreams were taking place before, but that dream that his wife would die didn't take place till after first Abaya died, and then Rava became Rosh Shiva, and then Rava's wife dies. So it was the Meister, Rava's wife was still alive, even though he became Rosh Yeshiva. and she used to put her hand on top of his head. Amar Ula, Achurei Hageder Nifna Miyad. If you're going in the back of a fence, you're allowed to be Nifna right away. You don't have to go away. Rashi, Achurei Hageder Nifna Miyad, V'yein Tzorach L'Svach Eklum. Even though there are people on the other side of the wall, Havi, you're on the other side, Asnias, you're allowed to make right there. You don't have to go away, further away from other people. Uba Dikka, Mashenki, if you're making in the Dikka, in the open fields, Kolzaman Semeshatish. Kolzaman, that when you make, and you make noises, nobody can hear you. V'yein Chavera Shemeya. People shouldn't hear the noises you make when you make. V'ashri B'dikka, Tzorach L'Tzrach, then you have to go further away, K'desh L'Yishoma Chaveroi Itushim Shemata. You shouldn't hear the noise of the wind or what you're making coming out. Avolein Tzorach L'Tzrachik Ad K'desh L'Yirenu. You don't have to go so far away that people can't see you. That's Ulishita. Isei Ben Nosen Masni Hochim about this. Achuri Hageder. Even if you're making the back of a fence, Kolzaman Shemisatish V'en Chaveroi Shemeya. Still, you have to move a little bit away that the people on the other side won't hear the noise you're making when you're making. Feel that's also a bizoin. You shouldn't do it. It's not sneeze. The people hear you. Obedika, Mashenkin, out in the fields, Kolzaman, Shen Chaver, Yohu. Then you have to go even further away that nobody could see you. It's not enough just they can't hear you. It has to be far that they can't even see you. Meisu Avakasha. Yoitse mi Pesach Beis Chabad. People are working by Tyrus. In Beis Chabad, that's a place where you make the oil. You're squashing the olives to make oil. The nifnin, and you have to go make lachuri hageder, vein toirin. And all you have to do is just go in the back of the geder, and still we say the Beis Chabad is still tor. So you see, you're allowed to just go and make achuri hageder. So it's a kasha according to Isi ben Yonosan. He says even achuri hageder, you have to go far away, at least that people can't hear the Yiddish. And here at Smashma, abiyu in back of the geder, it's enough. And the Gemara, v'tayrus akidu. We're talking about your workmen to keep this Beis Chabad, the oil, tor. So if you're going to go away, when you make, you're not going to be a shamer on it. We're afraid maybe some tumor will come and touch the Beis Chabad, touch the oil. So here we'll make a look. Well, you're making oil, but Tyrom, you have to be nearby to make sure no sheriffs, nobody tummy touches it. There you're allowed to be nifna, I'll be right in the back of the wall. You don't have to go far away. Trashi Yetzin Pesach Beis Chabad. Mishamrei Tyros Shel Shemen Beis Chabad. Somebody is a shamer watching this Tyros. And Mitzvah Chalutnes, if he has to go make, Yoitzim Pesach Beis Chabad, he goes outside the door. V'nifta lachur egeder, shafnei Pesach, Rabbi is in back of the wall. V'en choshin shemen b'teikach ikonas amoritz. We're not afraid, since he's right outside, not much will come inside, v'yigia. Is alma nifta lachur egeder miyad, mashma abi, you go right behind the wall, it's mutter. You don't have to go far away, the people can't hear you. Teretiz b'tayrus ekilu, b'shvil shmiris tayrus, ekilu beis akisim. Since you're the shomer, if you go far away, we're afraid an amoritz will come in and touch it. Will make all you to make right outside. So, Bashenkin, a regular person, Isi ben Yud holds, Isi ben Nos holds, you have to go far away that nobody should hear you making. That's also not sneeze. Toshma, Kama Yirchako Viyotarim. How far can you go away to ask you the same thing? Shomri Tyrus, someone is watching Tyrus, and he has to go to make. How far can you go away to make in a still be called Torah? Kadeshi Yehei Reyehu. That Kozman, he can still see it. Smashbi can't go too far away. He has to be able to see the Beis Chabad. Shrashi Gdesh Yerriyehu. V'chivan deni yochel esrachik yoyseh. Since he can't go far away, that he can't see the Beis Chabad. Akorchachim mutzrach lefanois yifne. So since he can't leave it, when he has to go make, he's allowed to make right away. It's the view of the Issa, the boyish leyerenu. The kash on Issa, he says he has to make sure nobody can see you. The same terror, shan yochel tyrus dekilu barabon. Since you're ashamed here watching this tyrus, if you're going to go away, we're afraid that Amoritz will come and touch it. Therefore, here we will make. Trash the kilu barabonim b'shvil shmiros and the kilu beis akisei. There are more makel to let you, even though it's not sneeze, to do it if somebody can see you. Still, we make. Rav Ashi Yomar, my kozman shen chaver riei. What does that mean? Kozman people can't see you. The kama isi ben nosen kozman shen chaver royes prua. It's no kasha. It just means people can't see the actual making. They can't see your bottom where you're uncovered. That they can't see. But if they some see you at the top of you, that's all right. So mainly here also could be the same thing. You're far away that you could still see the Beis Chabad, but just people can't see the bottom where you're making. That's all you have to hide. Josh Avledei Chazilei Avlu Atzma Yeschaver Yachliros Loyachli. He can see his friends. Just that they don't see his bottom where he's making. The Marahu Savdona, there was a Safson, that means a Maspid. Somebody said hesped upon a mace. Then Nochet came with Rav Nachman, came in front of Rav Nachman. Not on, there was a mace there, there was a hesped, and Nachman by the hesped. And the Saftan, the maspid, said, Omar, hi tsnua birchoysev. This person, this nifter, was a big tsnua in all his ways. Birchoysev heavy. Omar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman asked the maspid, at Eilas Badeh Lebeis Akisei, did you go and see this person the way he makes in the Beis Akisei? The Yodas, im tsnua hi im lav, in lo, I tsnua iloi, do you know if he was tsnua or not? The Tanya, and current tsnua, which person is could be called the shame tsnua, el lemi shetsnua veis akisei. That's the ikat tsnius.